USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Leading members of the Coronavirus Task Force have warned White House officials about the health risks of holding large-scale indoor campaign rallies and advised against such mass gatherings. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Deborah Birx, both have vocalized concerns about the safety of holding this rally with as many as 19,000 people in an enclosed arena in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But President Trump and his campaign advisors are proceeding with the event, which is expected to draw tens of thousands inside and even more outside the venue, who will neither be socially distant nor required to wear face coverings. They claim attendees assume a personal risk, and that is part of life. Next week, the president is headlining another large-scale event with thousands of students in a Phoenix megachurch. That state has seen an even higher uptick in cases this week, with back-to-back records for single-day increases. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.